This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another emerging beat as the new administration takes shape is about the international business relationships, some say entanglements, of the soon-to-be 45th president. The Trump administration will make decisions large and small that could directly affect Trump family business revenues. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
Let's start simple. Presidents travel a lot, and perhaps the next one will stay in hotels with his name on them, along with his entourage of staffers and security. Big tab. Legal experts say that probably wouldn't run afoul of rules if his hotels charge a fair rate, but there's more to consider in the unusual situation of President-elect Trump. Meredith McGeehy is policy chief at Issue One, a government accountability nonprofit.
Even if you're paying reasonable market rates, there are choices being made about who gets the business and who doesn't. And if Trump administration folks were staying in a Trump hotel, that's money in the pocket of the Trump business.
Also, if his family flies on Trump planes while the Secret Service protects them, the government would compensate the company for agents' airfare. But all that travel stuff is potentially small change when you consider the levers of power the Trump administration will control. Here's how Washington University law professor Kathleen Clark frames it up.
Whether or not, as president, President-elect Trump will use his position to influence how federal agencies treat him and treat his businesses.
He'll be able to make appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, which recently ruled against his Vegas hotel in a union dispute. He'll be over the General Services Administration, basically the landlord for his Washington hotel. The IRS, the EPA, all make decisions with massive consequences for Trump businesses. Dealing with these conflicts isn't simple. Rob Walker is the former chief counsel of the Senate Ethics Committee, now an attorney at Wiley Ryan.
Well, I think that's what used to be called a $64,000 question, but that sum is pretty low in the context of the discussion we're having.
President-elect Trump told the New York Times that the president can't have a conflict of interest. That may be accurate in a very narrow technical sense, but it's out of line with what all recent presidents did. And there are concerns conservatives are thinking about, too. Unless he addresses the conflicts, whenever Trump makes a move consistent with conservative principles but also good for his business, it runs the risk of looking like opportunism, not good policy. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.